Yo, it's Effective Immediately. I'm DJ Head.
What up, Hip Hop Nation? It's your favorite homegirl, Gina Views.
We got a special guest in the studio. You clicked on the video. You already know who it is. London on the track.
You got to say his tag.
We got London on the track.
It's a few of them. I mean, that's the main one, but it's
That's the one, though.
That's the one that got OG.
That's the one that got them gold ropes.
Who voices are those?
It's Schoolboy. He's from Atlanta.
Okay.
Yeah, legendary guy at Atlanta.
Word.
We grew up together, yeah.
Oh, okay. Do you get royalties on a tag? Because I remember they were talking to YG about the mustard tag, because that's YG's doing mustard on a B-ho from a song called I'm Good. Do you have to pay, like, did you pay the homie for that?
Did I pay him for it? No, I ain't paying for it.
You give him a free beat?
Like, yeah, definitely. I always going to give him free music.
Okay.
He good for life.
He's straight for life.
He good for life. How does that work, though? Is it royalties on every song, or like how does that work on the tag?
No, yeah. It's not royalties on the tag at all. There's no royalties on the
tag. You know what's crazy about that? Like, if somebody took, like, I know you have producer packs and shit, like, I produce too, but I know you have, like, producer packs and shit like that.
Yeah.
Like, if somebody took your shit and made a tag out of that, would you be able to get a royalty rate off of that?
Yeah, but some people, we just grew up, like, we don't ask for, like, nothing. You know what I'm saying? That's how we grew up. Like, we just, you know, I know how to give it back. You feel me?
Yeah.
Without somebody asking me for something, paper and all that. Nah, we ain't doing that.
Well, now that you're here, you know, you was running around, you said, all weekend. Thank you for coming through, by the way. I appreciate you. What's your, I guess, favorite and least favorite thing about Los Angeles?
The least favorite thing, probably taxes.
Taxes, whip your ass.
Yeah, they you know,
well,
live
you
here.
From the South. Y'all don't really have taxes. And y'all walk around with the burner in Whole Foods.
Yeah, but I live here, though. I live here, too. You said what, burner? What'd you
say? I'm saying, like, they got the open carry in like.
Oh, yeah. That got to do with taxes.
Yeah, they ain't got nothing to do with
that. No, I'm just saying, like.
You see, he trying to catch you up?
Right.
He's trying to throw you one of them Ricos.
I wish we could do that.
Nah.
We got to get a CCW out here, like a license to carry concealed. Like, in Atlanta, I remember an Uber driver picked me up. He just had his shit on his hip. And that was when I found out y'all got open carry.
I mean, it be like that.
Yeah. You're Uber driving.
Yeah, they got open carry. You could just walk in Whole Foods with your burner on your hip. Yeah.
Do you need to, though? Like,
Where I'm from, yeah.
What part of town?
What part of Atlanta? West Side.
West Side.
From the west of Atlanta.
Okay, you said the favorite thing, at least favorite is taxes.
Yeah.
And your favorite?
My favorite thing, I like the weather here.
As you should.
That's about it. Some of the homies from here, like, you know, I mess with.
Yeah.
But I lived here for 6 years.
Yeah.
I'm back in Skyami.
Oh, word.
But I still come back and forth because I got a house here.
Yeah.
And I got a penthouse in Miami. But I love Miami.
I can see that.
What's your go-to restaurants in L.A.? Being that you're from the South, because a lot of people from the South say that our food is trash.
Oh, I love Crustaceans.
Oh, you going to give me that one?
That's the one. I mean, when I come out here, I just feel bougie.
You feel bougie?
Yeah, I feel bougie. I feel like L.A. just bougie. So I just go to all the bougie stuff.
Yeah.
I get it.
I heard that. Bougie nigga.
Yeah, I'm bougie when I'm here. But when I'm back, like, in Atlanta, like, I feel like, you know, just I feel like myself. I just feel bougie.
Have you had any of the, like, mom-and-pop restaurants or, like, hole-in-the-wall spots?
Here?
Yeah.
I have. I just probably don't remember. I don't remember the names like that.
Okay.
When I'm here, I always go to the bougie places.
Yeah.
Like Erewhon and stuff like that.
Yeah. My bad.
What's the hole in the wall spots?
No, I mean like the like soul food restaurants, maybe. Because like when we talk to artists that come from the South and we have guests on that come from the South, they tell us that our soul food is horrible. Well, that they have never tried again? Anything. Yeah.
What part?
I was going to say the Hunnids.
Yeah.
South Central.
South Central. All right, yeah.
We like Stevens. Well, he don't fuck with Stevens. Do you like Stevens? Chili cheese fries, pastrami.
She eat Marathon Burger every day.
I'm about to say Marathon Burger, holiness.
That's a bougie burger spot.
That's I love they burgers good, for sure. It's really good.
You had that blue lemonade yet?
I think so. No, I didn't. I had the red thing.
You got to get the blue lemonade, and then you got to order the shrimp, fried shrimp, right? But then you got to get it drizzled in buffalo sauce.
Well, see, I recently just went there probably like 2 months ago,
mm-hmm.
and I've been on my health journey, so I ain't really been drinking nothing with a lot of sugar.
What's your health journey look like?
Shit. Okay, maybe 2 months ago I was 25 pounds heavier. Now I'm 25 pounds lighter.
So. No, I'm saying, what are you doing? What's the regimen?
No, like sugar?
Food? No sugar, just it?
No sugar.
That's been a straight fruit.
Bro, it's sugar and fruit, though.
Yeah, but it's like,
Natural sugar.
Natural sugar. And then I eat it in the morning, and that's it.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
So you don't have no, you ain't had a cookie in how long?
Cookie?
You don't eat cookies?
I don't eat cookies.
Candy, chocolate?
No candy.
You don't fuck with the studio cookies?
No. Stop being bringing bananas to the studio or grapes.
You see how he looking at us?
Yeah.
No. Neanderthals.
Some
y'all niggas like studio cookies.
Look, I tell you, when I get
studio cookies top tier.
My snack is oranges, probably, like in grapes.
Okay.
Everybody tell you that.
This nigga.
What green or purple?
With the ones with the seeds.
The seed, okay.
So the green.
Because they said the seed ones is the real ones.
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
I am one of them people who, I'm a nerd. I want to obviously dive into your music and your catalog. Mm. But I have a couple of nerd things that I would like to talk to you about real quick.
Oh, feel free.
When it comes to, like, it's a big controversy right now in music, especially on the production side when it comes to AI. Mm. How do you feel about AI being used as a producer?
I feel like AI is good for ideas. You know what I'm saying?
Just to ideate.
It's idea, bro. You got to put, music comes from the soul. It comes from the spirit. It don't come from automated stuff. Like, I don't know. You know, I do it for like an idea, but, you know, to get me there where it need to go. If I'm like blocked or something, but I rarely be blocked if I'm inspired.
And how do you feel about loops?
How I feel about it, like from other people?
Yeah, like do you get loops? I know people.
Oh yeah, yeah. People,
I know people submit loops to you.
Yeah, yeah.
People, I think I done seen one of your lives and whatnot.
Yeah, people send loops. I mean, some people got dope stuff. You know what I'm saying? Some people send good things, but you know, I always put my little touch on it to make it authentic.
What songs have you used loops for? Like that we probably would know of. Where you either got it submitted or somebody or you pulled
the song
one.
I did with Kodak Black called Rolling Peace.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a loop by Q Beats. And I added like piano stuff to it and shit like that.
So you always is gonna touch it up and
Yeah, I'm gonna always touch it. Like it ain't gonna always sound high scented.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Where do you back on the AI thing, just like with the specifically just within the music industry, do you see being a future for AI in the music industry, or do you think it'll work against us?
Nah, I mean, it's a future. I mean, everybody doing it, so I mean, it's only gonna get better and better. I feel like if you ain't using AI, you living under a rock.
Facts.
Need it. You better get on it.
Evolution.
Yeah.
Yeah.
AI is a cheat code for people.
Have you ever looked at it in a negative way? Even when it first started, you always embraced it since the beginning.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I feel like it's the future. So you better start using it and put your sauce to it.
What about the AI artists though? Like would you ever
AI artists, they give ideas too. Like, I mean, the AI artists, it sounds good too when it's automated. Like some of the stuff really sound good, like backgrounds and melodies and like, it really sound good, but you still got to give them you with it. You can't just take that and then run with it. Nah, that's not, I wouldn't do that. I feel like that's going to get burnt out at some point. You keep doing it.
I feel you. Would you produce a whole body of work for AI artists?
Would I do it?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Is there a reason?
I can't really answer that because I don't know what the future might bring. And then I go back to the interview and I said, no.
right. So, yeah, they're going to wear your ass out.
I mean,
Twitter going to get you.
Yeah, they're going to get me. So right now, how this I'm feeling right now in 2026, no.
Okay.
I wouldn't produce for AI artists because I want to see the real thing.
We gotta get into your catalog. You got some classics,
hmm.
But out of all the songs that you produced, what was one that you just instantly knew, like this one right here, this gonna be the one? Damn, first listen.
Out of my catalog,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ariana Grande, Positions. I knew that was gonna be one. Lifestyle, the whole summer album,
the first one.
Yeah. I said we going with this. I hope you know that. I hope you're ready.
Yeah
I knew that was gonna be the one.
I'm glad you said that. I'm a huge like R&B fan. Mm-hmm. We always had these conversations about R&B albums, like the ones that should be counted in the conversations of best R&B albums of all time, and I feel like that's one of those.
Yeah.
But I don't know if maybe I'm just too young and it's too soon to title it that, but I feel like that's one of those albums that should be counted in those conversations.
Yeah, now I feel like 10 years from now, they still gonna play that album. It was a bunch of singles on there that we was trying to decide to put out. That's when I knew it was like, oh, this album really gonna go. Because the one with Usher we did, I knew that was a single. Mm-hmm. The Body song, Playing Games with Bryson Tiller. And there was another one, Party Next Door. It was like, we had like four singles we was trying to decide. And I said, go with Playing Games. And it, look what it did.
How do you create an album with no skippable tracks? Like, that has to be a little...
How
like
you
a,
play it?
How do you create one you like that? It? Like, just it's no skippable tracks. Everything on that album is fire.
Just lock in. You got to lock in every day. And as long as you got, like, the direction and knowing what you want to do, and you hear it every day, and you just, you know, you put your heart and soul into it, it's you're going to put out what you put in.
Are there any songs that was removed from it that you didn't think that would? Mm-hmm.
It was one we had with Selena Gomez was removed.
Why?
Because she said she didn't want to do no pop. And it was like,
Summer kinda, said that?
Yeah.
What?
She said at that time, she's like, she was more out there. She was like, more like, I don't want to do nothing that sound pop, just straight soul, straight R&B.
Wow.
You still believe in that song?
Yeah. I do.
It's still it's good hard. To this day. Yeah. When you listen back to it.
That song is one of them to me.
Can we leak it?
I think they did leak it one time. And they took it down.
That motherfucker came out.
It came down. Yeah, it came out, but it like got down the next 5 hours or something like that. Quick.
You brought up positions. How do you end up in the studio with Ariana Grande?
She hit me. Her and Tommy hit me on FaceTime. It was like
just straight up.
When I came through, they I went to the studio, go talk to her. First thing she say, we got London on the track. I need that. I need the whatever, you know, you putting into the all this the R&B. She wanted the R&B.
Right.
Mixed with like her sound. So yeah, we created it right there on the spot with me and Nisha. She's a writer.
Damn.
Me and Nisha and Tommy and Ariana.
I have another question about, you brought up lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And obviously that's a classic. That's a cultural classic. Do you know what Young Thug is saying on the second part of that hook?
Which part?
So I did a lot of shit just to get this here lifestyle. Uh-huh. What does Thug say after that?
You did a lot of shit. I'm on the top of the mountains. What part?
That part.
And niggas still, I'm trying to remember the song. Yeah, shit. Yeah. I'm gonna let him tell y'all that.
I don't know.
I'm trying to remember the part of the song that you talking about. But he'll come up here and tell you.
Yeah. Okay. So when you said you knew that was gonna be one of them ones.
Yeah, I knew it. Yeah.
Rest in peace to Quan too. But
yeah. Mm-hmm. Quan.
Were you like? I don't know how to ask the question, but I guess were you involved in the production? I know you made it, but were you involved in the construction of the record?
Yeah, I recorded him. I was his engineer. I was recording him at that time. We met it in his first apartment. I don't even think he had a car then.
For real?
Yeah. It was the first apartment. He might have had a Camaro. I think we just got a Camaro at that time.
He didn't have a car?
He didn't have a car then. We didn't have no car. It was 20, 21 years old. We made the song. I was recording him. It was in the We made it in the kitchen in his apartment. I still got the picture. I would find the picture. I know we made a picture and we made lifestyle.
At least find it for us for the edit. You don't know, you gotta look right now.
But I need that photo.
I got you right after
that's
that.
Crazy.
Yeah, we recorded in the kitchen and some Logitech speakers. I had like a little cool little microphone. It cost about $200-$300. And he freestyled the whole song. I didn't see that. It was just drums, a snap, and like some little sounds I put to it. And he freestyled the whole entire song.
What?
And he didn't even know, like, he was rapping for a long time. But when I heard him as he was freestyling, I heard the lifestyle part. And I hurried up and, like, duplicated it. In the, like, if you look at, if it's like a Pro Tools in front of you.
Yeah.
I recorded in Logic, my fault. If it's Logic in front
you
of
you. You recorded Lifestyle in Logic?
In Logic, yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, continue. Sorry, that's some nerves.
You know about Logic?
Yeah, bro.
Okay, cool.
We're lost.
I'm sorry. Logic is the program that come
it's
in Apple computer.
It's like how you make the music.
It's how you
know,
put
you,
it together.
You produce okay. the
Pro Tools is the industry standard.
Why is that so crazy, though?
Because everybody used Pro Tools.
Everybody used Pro Tools, yeah. And this is when Logic kind of like just kind of got popping a little bit, too.
Is Logic like GarageBand?
It's like a
garage band.
It's like garage band.
Elevated,
yeah.
Garage band. As he was rapping the whole time, I hurried up and moved that hook because he said that first. Did a lot.
Just a little lifestyle. Yeah.
I hurried up. He was rapping so long. I hurried up and moved it to like the middle so he wouldn't keep rapping. So I already knew it was the hook that he was recording it.
Mm.
So and then that part I think y'all talking about. I'm not sure if we're talking about the same part, but if that's the part y'all talking about, it just sounded good. I'm like, we keeping that. So, Thug is one of them people that, like, he likes how it sounds, and he don't want it to be touched when he records it. As he was done, because there wasn't no intro, the intro part where I played the piano, the intro, it wasn't there. It wasn't no rolls, none of that stuff. Mm-hmm. And then the beat wasn't finished.
So the part I'm talking about, he says, nigga living life like a beginner.
And it's only the beginning. Yeah, that's what he said.
I'm on top of the mountain puffing on clouds.
And nigga's still beginning. Yeah. That's what he said. Yeah.
I know you said you knew it was going to be, it was instantly you knew that it was one of them. Yeah. But were you surprised at the reception? That like the public reception of it?
Nah, I knew it. I felt it.
Yeah.
When I feel it, when I'm super confident about something, it go. Even when I did the Die Young song with Roddy,
yeah,
when we did that, I said, bro, you about to go.
Yeah.
I hope you know that this song out of here, bro. I'm telling you.
Where you at career-wise when Lifestyle came out?
How old was it? Oh, I was in the bottom. I mean, nothing, no money, no nothing. Mm-hmm. I was broke.
What songs has you done before Lifestyle?
I did a lot of big songs in like Atlanta. So, like a song called Peon. It was huge in Atlanta. I produced for a lot of people like Young Book, mm-hmm. even Future. I did a song called Ratchet Shit with him. Shawty Low.
Huh? I said, but Lifestyle was the one.
Lifestyle, actually my first Billboard record was Hookah by Tyga.
Tyga, yep.
Pass Me the Hookah.
Mm-hmm. That was the first song that put me on the billboards.
Wow.
I got two questions. So one, you mentioned Roddy, Die Young. Yeah. You said you knew that song.
Was Roddy
the first one with that beat?
Yeah.
Okay. So you made it for him or was one that you had?
No, I met him. He had like 2,000-3,000 followers. He was, you know, hot, young. He was like 19.
Mm-hmm.
I brought him out on Lollapalooza too. And I DJed on at Lollapalooza. And we performed that Die Young song before it came out. Mm. But I told him, bro, this the one. I'm telling you, it's going to go.
Damn.
I hope you ready.
Do you have a producer, Mount Rushmore?
The new or the old?
Yours. Like, whatever yours is.
If it's the old, like, not old. I ain't going to call old heads old, but I'm just saying, like, yeah, I do, actually. I got, first, probably Dr. Dre. Pharrell. That's my icon. That's what I look up to, for real. I got to throw Quincy in there because I'm a composer. Composer just like him. And it's a lot on Drummer Boy.
Word. People don't never say Drummer Boy.
I'm saying.
Why you think people never mention Drummer Boy?
Drummer Boy is the, when it comes to like the street shit mm-hmm. that I do, like all the hip hop song, that's what I look up to.
Word.
Drum Boy. When it comes to like the other side of me, because I have like two or three sides, I ain't gonna lie. That's when it come and get into Pharrell. Like right now, I'm in my Pharrell bag right now. You know yeah.
what you?
I ain't, you ain't even doing hip hop right now.
What are you doing?
Electro tempo.
For who?
Me.
Oh, your shit.
Yeah, it's gotcha. My own genre. It come out in May.
Electro you creating tempo. Your own genre?
Yeah, it's called electro tempo.
How? What happened one day when you woke up and you said, this is what I'm doing? Like, what was the process of that?
Well, I got my own jewelry brand. It's called Jada Lotto.
Are you wearing it right now?
Mm-hmm.
You brought earrings. Us some drip?
I got some for you, actually.
Okay.
It's called Jada Lotto.
Congratulations on that, too.
Thank you. It's based out of Switzerland. Italian brand. Yeah. That's when it go up.
What made you
And that made me want to do, like, overseas, like international music. Yeah.
What made you want to get into a jury?
I always been a big fan of jury, but I just want to create my own. Like, a lot of the jury that's in the U.S. is kind of the same. I feel like I've always been an interior designer, just a designer, a creative guy, like mm-hmm. unique. Because if you hear all my records, they're unique. They're all different. Lifestyle mm-hmm. don't sound like Digits or Check or mm-hmm. any of some of stuff. Like, all that, it's different. I got different things. Different stuff, you know. Mm-hmm. So I feel like jewelry is a big part of my creativeness, mm-hmm. and I'm glad to be starting that journey.
I want to know your mindset.
I want you to make him wear jewelry.
Nah, it don't happen.
Why not?
I'm not a jewelry nigga. Like
these are made out of piercings.
They're what
like
does that
piercings,
mean?
Piercings like, you know, like stuff like your earring, like you. But I made it like on a chain instead of a Cuban link. It's been out of piercing, so I can like take this off, put it on there. I wanted to.
You could take it out and put it in your ear.
In my ear, yeah.
Oh, the earrings.
Oh, earrings. It's
earrings
on the
around
chain.
The neck.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay.
Oh, okay. I see what you said. Okay.
Your ear pierced? Give him one.
No, my ears are not pierced. You mentioned Hookah by Tyga. Did was, where were you at mentally when you made that? Because you also did I Want a Benz for YG. Mm-hmm. And so I want to know how you...
How I did that? Yeah. How it's two different sounds? I actually made Hook in the hotel room. I remember making it in Atlanta. I don't know what inspired me to make that beat. I ain't going to lie to you. I don't remember.
Okay.
Maybe I had a girl or something at the time. And it was just in a happy moment. It felt like, I don't know, it's just, I don't know.
Different vibe.
Hookah in a hotel, lifestyle in the kitchen, and what atmosphere do you think London on the track is the most creative?
It depends on the artist, too. Like, what I'm doing, who I'm doing it for.
Okay.
If I'm doing it for myself, then I need to be around a lot of energy, beautiful girls. I need to work out. Mm-hmm. I need to get on my, you know, fashion shit. That's me. Mm-hmm. If I'm around... like Thug or Future, I need to be in a different atmosphere. I need to be in a different vibe to create different things.
What's a place or like a environment that you've been in before that we wouldn't guess? Like that just was just so out of whack that you've been able to create in?
When me and Kodak was starting on the album, we went to Memphis. We was in the hood.
Y'all just hung out in the hood of Memphis?
We in the hood of Memphis, and we was just making music that felt like the hood with up with
energy, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we stayed there for like a week or two, just making music, just to feel that energy. So because you make music off the energy where you at, who's around you. If I'm around a whole bunch of Switzerland people, I'm gonna probably make Switzerland music. You can't make hip hop around. You know what I'm saying? It's not authentic. It don't feel real.
You went to the hood like in like a studio in the hood, or you went to the hood and then you went to a big studio.
We had a house. And we put the studio in it and brought people there.
Okay.
That's from Memphis.
Okay.
Yeah. And it came out pretty good.
Do the West have a sound to you?
West Coast?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's our sound?
It's like that the Dr. Dre kind of sound.
But
you want me to describe it?
Yeah.
It's like upright pianos. I don't know how to explain it. It's different. You just got to get in you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know the dance.
What was that?
You know what I mean?
Y'all niggas do that shit.
It's like a swag. I don't know. It's different swag.
That everybody put their arms like
Yeah, your
this.
Arm got to go up like that. I hope you got shoulders and muscles and shit. You know what I mean? And when, cross your feet and stuff like that.
Is that your mindset when you're creating instrumental for a West Coast artist? Or is it like, I'm going to give them the London way of it?
I'm not from here, so it's not authentic. So I gotta give them something that I've heard before. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? If they want that sound from me, so when I did I Want a Benz, you know, when I was in the studio with YG, he said make a Tupac sound.
Okay.
He told me to do that. I mean, YG know I play the keys. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So he's like, yeah, play some shit like something Tupac and Dr. Dre would have did. So that's how that came.
Got you. What's the difference between a beat maker and a producer?
A beat maker is just making beats and hopefully it hit something. Hopefully somebody do it. Somebody land on something. A project, just sending it out. A producer is a composer. Mm-hmm. He's actually building the sound, creating the sound, recording the music, giving the idea how the video would be, how to roll it out.
Mm-hmm. Overall
that,
idea.
A producer makes moments. He calling himself. I make moments.
I feel you.
You feel me? That's how I feel when the producer is.
How do you decide who gets what production? And then also, have you ever had to take a song back because you didn't do it justice?
Yeah. Like you saying, like, if I ain't like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did. I don't want to name the artist.
No, you got to name the artist, but
yeah, but it's a few times that I was like, okay, this song ain't gonna hit, so we don't need to put this out.
You took some shit back.
Yeah,
did you give it to somebody else?
No,
you have that conversation.
It depends. If I'm in the studio making it with them, if I ain't in the studio making it with them, yeah, I probably gave it to somebody else. But if I'm in the studio creating a vibe with them, nah, I ain't giving nobody else.
Have you that conversation personally? You don't wait till you get to like the lawyer and like.
Nah, yeah, it's me. Lawyer ain't got nothing. They don't run nothing.
Well, the Grammys just passed. Obviously, from a production standpoint, what's more important to you? Like accolades, acknowledgement from your peers, or getting to the bag, getting the hits? Because people say it's separate.
I feel like you stay consistent with the music, everything will come. You know, free the boy Diddy. The boy Diddy did tell me something that stuck with me. Because I went up to him one time, like, how you get all these brands and all this stuff going for yourself? Like, you know what I'm saying? He was just, you know, like, how you get the deals with the Ciroc stuff? All the success you had, I asked him this about 6-7 years ago. All the success you had, how did you get all this? And he was just like, bro, stay hot in the music. Everything gonna come.
Stay hot in the music.
Just stay consistent.
What was your Mary J. Blige session like?
It was inspiring because I'm a big fan of Mary J. And I was just happy to be there, honestly. We were just creating and it came out good. But she's a dope person to me. She's so spiritual and beautiful. Inside and out.
Any unreleased music?
With her?
Yeah, right now.
I think we got a few more. It ain't released yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. For a long time, we weren't able to put a face to the tag London on the track. It almost seems like once you got into the relationship and it was all up in the shade room and shit, that's when we knew what you look like.
Yeah.
Was that intentional to not?
Do that?
Yeah. No. Like to kind of like hide your identity?
Oh, yeah. I kind of like, I don't know. I like to be, I'm a private guy.
Yeah.
Been private, but I plan on stepping out from here on out from 2026.
Okay.
Yeah. It's the pop out of now. Yeah. Even when I was, you know, going through that, all the stuff that was happening with, you know, my baby mama and all that, I still didn't care to be on the scene. She just always brought me out on the scene.
Do you regret popping out in that form?
No. Everything happened for a reason in this time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't regret.
How do you balance that?
That helped me. My
profile,
face.
Yeah. Because you was almost like her.
I was what?
Like her, the
artist
singer.
Hiding your face.
We didn't know what she looked like, yeah.
She be hiding her face?
She wear glasses. We don't know what she looked like.
Hey, that's just her style. I don't really know.
How do you balance dad life, you are a private guy. We don't know much about London. Like, what you think, where you at, who you deal with, all that stuff. How do you balance dad life, your personal time versus working, and then also co-parenting with another celebrity? Like,
just
how do you
running the narrative, running my own narrative,
controlling it?
Yeah.
What was your reaction, like your initial reaction when you heard the lyrics on Bitter, Summer Walker song Bitter? She said, "Linda, did you screw that bitch?"
And be real with you.
Did you though?
And be real with you.
Yeah.
I wrote the song.
Oh!
Hey, run it up.
It's a scam.
They ran a play on us.
They ran a play on us.
It's all good.
Ran the play, you know, got the bat. I wrote a lot of songs.
I respect it.
But that one in particular, I wrote the song. And she just loved it.
Did you do more work on that album? Because that's the second project.
I did like 10, 11 songs on that album. Okay. I initially was the executive producer. I was supposed to be the executive producer of that album. But we just had, you know, at that time.
So how do you balance, like, professionally and then personally, how do you balance you producing an album, you wrote on the album, and for your girlfriend or baby mama, and she's venting about you?
Get to the hits.
I mean, look, all that stuff that happened at that time was real. It was real. I just helped write the songs. But that one particularly, I wrote the whole
song. Let me help you write about what I put you through.
Right.
That's fire. Yeah. You a cold nigga.
Yeah. I put you through it, but shit, we gonna make it bad. I think
that's kind of similar to like the 4 for 4 and Eliminate thing too. But anyway,
wait a minute though. Like with like situations is okay. Just on some nigga shit. Like is it like all right? This gonna be inspo or inspiration for the next project?
For what next project? My project?
Hers. As y'all going through it, are you in your mind creatively, like as a producer?
We ain't going through it no more.
No, I'm saying at that moment though.
Yeah, I wanted to make sure she talk about. I mean, she gonna do that anyway, honestly, because she's a great writer.
Mm-hmm.
She know how to write a damn song. But some of the stuff that I know she probably wouldn't say, or I probably help.
Yeah.
Her be inspired to say it, and she'll just do it. But she loved it, though.
Yeah.
I was like, this is how we need to do it. This is how we need to put it together. And she listened.
As shocking and, like, mind-blowing as, like, you just revealing that to me is, I appreciate the authenticity and being transparent in the music, because I feel like that's something that a lot of, like, R&B is missing. One thing I always say, I love when my favorite artists are going through breakups.
Right.
So I appreciate y'all.
I ain't think we were going to break up. But, you know, everything happened for a reason. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But that song, them songs was definitely real.
That's what's up.
Like, it wasn't fake. And so I just gave her everything that, you know, I felt like.
Real rap.
Yeah, real shit.
I have a question. One of my favorite songs that you produce, All About the About the Money, T.I.
Yeah.
Is there a different version? I heard there was another version of that song. Is there a separate version of that song?
About the Money?
Yeah.
No.
T.I. and Thug?
No, we did that one session.
Oh, that was just, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Ain't no separate versions.
Okay. All right. And then you said you mentioned, like, you when you were talking about the difference between producing and beat making, you said you make moments. Mm-hmm. Are you interested in scoring, and have you had any conversation about scoring TV, film?
Scoring movies and stuff like that? Yeah. I've definitely scored in a few movies. What's that movie called? It's a few, the Uncle movie with Kyrie Irving, Uncle Drew.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. I scored in that one, and it's a few other ones.
Are you interested in doing more?
Keep doing it? Yeah, of course.
Is that better than... I heard the money is better over there than it is doing
it is.
Rap.
It is. Most definitely.
Okay.
Is there a producer versus you want to
definitely
see?
More than rap.
He meant that shit.
Yeah, definitely more than rap.
Ain't no get money. Get that in.
Ain't really... If you ain't an artist, it's kind of, you know, hard to make money in rap for
facts.
Real. Yeah.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
We just got the Mike Will Made It and Hit Boy versus producer versus. Is there one that you want to see? A producer versus that you would like to see?
Like me being?
Just see in general. Yeah. Even if you're not.
You could be
it
could be you if you want.
No. I like to see Metro and Mustard.
That's a good one.
Okay.
Who would you battle?
I don't want to say who I'm about. I want to battle, but
can I throw something out there?
Wouldn't say Metro, because Metro, me and Metro on the same team.
Yeah,
we grew up together. We on the same side.
I like Metro and Mustard though. That's a good.
I like Metro and Mustard.
Yeah,
but if I was to, you know, like put my bid in for London,
you can't put me no nobody.
Oh, okay, my bad.
But put your bid in. Fuck what he told. I want to know.
I'm kind of scared to say it.
Who?
Hitmaker.
That's how you feel. You want me to go against Hitmaker? I can't go against him either.
Why?
I fuck with Hitmaker.
It ain't beef. It's a celebration of music.
We good. I want to verse myself. Fuck it.
Bruh.
London versus London?
London versus London, yeah.
This nigga crazy. What about joint projects? Are you open to doing joint projects? Because I seen the one you did with, was it Day Day?
Yeah, Day Day.
That shit, the one with 21's the bullshit?
Bullshit, yeah.
That shit was hard.
Yeah.
Are you interested in doing more joint projects? Or yeah. Do you have any more coming? Are you working on one?
I am actually working on a joint project with someone. I don't want to say the name yet.
Why I guess.
Because I'm not ready to say it yet.
Okay.
Oh.
The music got to get done. The music ain't finished.
Are you? How? What percentage done are you with the music?
About 50, 60.
Word?
Yeah. The joint project, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it'll be a London slash?
And, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
I look forward to that because I like when you do, when producers.
It's an R&B single.
It's a what?
It's an R&B singer.
An R&B singer. Mm-hmm. Like OG or new?
Like Jeremiah?
No.
Like OG or new?
New.
New? A new R&B nigga.
Kind of new.
Kind of new.
I ain't say nigga. I said singer.
I replaced singer with nigga, but my bad.
Mariah?
We can't say no names.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, you just got to wait.
Okay. If I guess right, would you wink at me though?
It's going to be big.
You can't see his eyes?
I can see his eyes.
Oh.
It's going to be big.
It's going to be big?
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be
big. Okay, when can we expect it then?
Sometime this year.
Before?
My album? No.
Before Labor Day or Memorial Day?
Labor Day.
I'm too thirsty. You can't play with me like that.
She's an R&B head, bro.
You're going to love it for sure. Okay. Yeah, we ain't going to say it.
Okay. Okay, well, the last thing, I guess, for you is there someone that you haven't already worked with that you would like? Because you don't work with everybody that I would assume is on your bucket list at this point.
Right.
Oh,
Tim's maybe. I like it. I would love to work with Tim's.
Okay, you want? Have you delved into the Afrobeat bag fully?
No.
Okay, is that a bag you care to get into?
Yeah, I do want to work with Tim's. I'm about to work with Odile.
Bro, I know you did. Speaking of that genre, you did Mariah the Scientist from a woman.
Mm-hmm, from a woman, yeah.
I went to South Africa for New Year's.
Yeah.
She did a festival out there that was completely sold out. Okay. And I had no idea. I had no idea she was that big, bro.
Oh yeah.
Like, she's fucking huge.
Right.
And these girls are losing their minds, yelling her name for her to come out. And when she did that, I was like, damn, I didn't realize that our R&B, but it's really big over there.
Yeah, definitely.
All of the artists are telling me that Afrobeats bag, that the producers need to be leaning into that. So that's why I brought it up to you.
No, most definitely. Me and Mariah got a lot of songs, too.
Unreleased?
Unreleased, yes.
Where are those at? When did you get those?
Whenever we put them out.
That's this year?
Should be.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
Can you come back when the R&B
drop?
I'll come back.
You come back?
Yeah.
Yeah, we want to talk about it. Okay. Well, I appreciate you, bro. Like, you always come through. I know we ran into each other a couple times. You always show love. But
sir,
I appreciate that.
I appreciate you.
Thank
show.
You.
Y'all always supporting.
Appreciate you.
Yes, sir.
London on the Track is here. It's effective immediately.